From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. North Korea has confirmed that it has conducted a nuclear test today. It's the 68th anniversary of the founding of North Korea, and holidays in the past have been marked by such tests. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said this kinds of tests cannot be tolerated. He also said a strong protest must be lodged. United Nations in March imposed new sanctions on North Korea for violating its ban on development of nuclear weapons and ballistic missiles. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Geneva today, another try at arranging a ceasefire in Syria. University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Zunis says one of the sticking points in talks between the U.S. and Russia has been the terrorist, who they are, and who are the rebels opposing the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Syria and the Russians, of course, see all the rebels as bad rebels. The United States makes distinctions between hardcore Islamists like al-Nusra and the more moderate elements that the United States has historically supported. Then, of course, they're the really bad rebels, that is, the Islamic State, which both sides see as the priority.
Kerry and Lavrov have met many times recently, trying to come up with a ceasefire plan. French police have arrested three female suspects alleged to have been planning attacks in connection with the discovery this week of a car containing gas cylinders near Paris's Notre-Dame Cathedral. Since the beginning of 2015, more than 200 people have been killed in France in terrorist attacks. This is VOA News. United States is not the only country that is pivoting to Southeast Asia and trying to build influence there. Japan and Russia are also stepping up efforts to forge trade, diplomatic, and military ties. VOA's Bill Ide has more from Beijing.
China has long been Southeast Asia's biggest trade partner, but other countries are catching up. Over the past 3 years, Japan has put more investment into ASEAN than in China and Hong Kong. Regional analyst Tidley Basu says the U.S. pivot and China's rise are key drivers of that shift.
The arrival of China as a major power has made Japan really impatient to redefine its role in the Asia-Pacific security order.
Japan's focus is not only on building business, but security and diplomatic ties as well. More of a latecomer to the big game in Asia, Russia is also stepping up its own efforts with arms sales to Vietnam and energy deals. Bill Ide, VOA News, Beijing.
And in U.S. politics, Republican Party presidential candidate Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton unleashed some of their harshest criticism about each other to date, following a televised forum on national security that put each under a strong spotlight. Trump and Clinton will square off directly in the first presidential debate on September the 26th, with two more debates scheduled before the November 8th election. A spacecraft is on a mission for the U.S. space agency NASA to retrieve material from the surface of a potentially dangerous asteroid known as Bennu. The OSIRIS REx spacecraft lifted off on a rocket from the U.S. state of Florida. Greg Redfern is with NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory.
OSIRIS-REx is going to fly out to Bennu. It is going to put a sample arm down and touch the asteroid, hopefully collect at least a couple ounces, if up to 300 ounces, of this pristine material left over from the formation of the solar system, dump it into a return spacecraft capsule type thing, and then it's going to come back to Earth, enter the Earth's atmosphere. We're going to collect it, and we're going to learn a lot when that happens.
Now, the goal of the mission of OSIRIS-REx is to help NASA determine the threat that asteroids like Bennu pose to the Earth. A new study out there, instead of just one species, it says, of giraffes, there are four now, with researchers saying that the genetic differences among the four kinds are similar to the differences between polar and brown bears. Findings published in the Cell Press journal, Current Biology. Get more at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.